Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful conversation tonight, folks. Tonight on the conversation, as many of you know, the lady actually showed up. Not Chevy, but Ford showed up, and I'm going to get into what she had to say and what went on with that process and what Lindsey Graham said and a lot of Republicans said that. I mean, I think this hearing is really going to shift the power to the right because, I mean, people have seen through this sham. I don't know if you heard about this one. This is hilarious. Where is it? Yes. Clinton lacks backing to win White House. Dan pollsters say if she was to go for a third term, bring it, because she'd lose. That's what they're saying. Democratic pollsters are saying this is not like conservative people. This is Democrats, but, I mean, Lord help her. We didn't want you in. We don't want you now. Remember what Barack Obama said about her. She'll do anything, say anything, whatever to get a vote. She don't care. That's why one minute she hates gays and she loves them. Brett Wilkinson is Judge Kavanaugh's personal attorney. You know, he has one. And stuff that she said that that's when I talk about it's incredible. There's a 400-year-old shipwreck that they've discovered. And me being a antiquities expert in Portugal antiquities, I would love to be able to help out with that. No, I wish it'd be cool just to be on this one. I'm not a Portuguese antiquities expert by any, but it'd be cool to be in that ship to see 16th and 17th century stuff. I just think it'd be so cool. You know, but hey. I want to get into that. A 93-year-old woman. I want to get into this first because this is, I don't understand this one. I want to also, Trump has met with Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, Hitler. He met with one of the leaders of the Jewish people in Israel, like that. But I want to get into this because I don't understand this. I mean, this tops them all. A North Carolina woman lived with mom's decomposing body for months to see the stages of death, police say. And she's been arrested. This is not even... A 93-year-old woman was arrested Tuesday after authorities found that she had been living with her mom for months who had died, who was 93, and she wanted to see how the body decomposed because she was curious about the stages of death, according to reports. That sounds like something you'd hear on Bob and Tom. But this is real. Donna Sue Higgins, 69, of Enfield, reported that her mom's death to the funeral home, but said she didn't know where first responders had taken the body. Raleigh, North Carolina, the News and Observer reported, but when the funeral home couldn't find the body of Nellie Mae Higgins, they called the police.
Yeah.
The police chief, Tree Davis, wrote on Facebook, the officers went to Higgins' home to conduct a welfare check and found Nellie Mae's badly decomposed body.
That's wrong.
My wife said it. It's disturbing. I don't understand. That's just like wrong. That's wrong on all levels. So you don't have to worry about my wife decaying because I'm going to have her taxidermied. I actually looked it up if you could even actually do that to a human and you can't. I would. Well, people have fish and pets and dogs and cats and giraffes and everything else done. I just wanted to see if it was not that anyone would, but could you actually do it? And I guess the way our skin's made up and stuff, it would never happen because it would just decompose. It's not like we have like a leathery. Okay, I'm moving on, folks. Hey, I wanted to get some excitement in there. I mean, I guess it's not really excitement, but I just want, like, I guess I'd have probably been a good investigator because I was like, what do these people think? But geez, but when they talked about this, she seemed genuinely like, well, I wondered what would happen if she, you know. What if we don't embalm her? What will happen? I wondered. I mean, I don't know. But let's move on, folks. Let's move on. I want to get into, you know, as we all know, our leader and dictator, Hitler, a.k.a. Donald J. Trump, you know, he met again this week with Benjamin Netanyahu. They have a amazing relationship, you know, because Benjamin Netanyahu is Jewish and Trump is Christian, and, you know, and Hitler hated them both, and that's what they call Trump, because they don't know any better, because they're freaking morons, and they can't use their brains God gave them to think. It's nice to have a relationship back with Israel. Because remember when Benjamin Netanyahu came during Barack Obama's presidency, what did they do? Turn their back on one of our biggest allies, one of our biggest friends. And what did they do when Barack Obama was in president? They gave millions and millions and millions of dollars to Iran. Hopefully it was counterfeit. Hopefully he gave a contract to one of those phony money makers that makes money for like movies to make it look real, but it's not. And then Israel found out they had bills printed on one side because they were fake. But that was not the case. You know, but it's just to see the connection again with one of our biggest allies, and it proves to my point that when he's meeting with these people, that we're going in the right direction. You know, there's only, I support the UN about as far as I can throw the UN. Okay? I don't like it, but, the UN laughed at us. I'm like, yeah, and I support the UN about as much as I can throw it. It's amazing because so many people are like, oh, what do you think? Trump got left up for the UN. I'm like, I don't support the UN. You kidding me? The facade. But that's the whole world. I mean, you know, I like it when people try to like, haha, look what happened. I'm like, so? It's kind of like having Barack Obama saying, way to take an either, Kaepernick. Like I would care. You know, there was this, I was reading an article where, on my lunch break, where Nike actually considered not even taking Kaepernick. Hey, Baxi, see, at least they thought about it. They didn't just jump into it. They thought about, should we do this? I don't know. You know, you want to know who took the right knee. That would have been Tim Tebow. Yeah. And you want to know who sacrificed the most? Every soldier. It's just, yeah, I live close to the Indiana Veterans Home, so, and it's, you know, I've been there, and you pay respect to those people. It's just, you know, me and my wife both have dads that are veterans, and I don't even know what goes in on his head. You know, my dad is one of those that, hey, I wasn't given anything, I didn't have anything. My dad doesn't. That's one thing I can say about my dad. He doesn't understand this generation that thinks everything should be handed to him. I didn't have anything. What are you talking about? I earned everything I had. I paid $1.50 for my first pair of britches, and let me tell you something. Now people spend $300 on britches that look like the stuff that I gave to the Five and Dime to give away to somebody. The hand-me-downs. But that's how it is, you know. This, like I've said before, there was I went into a Value City, and if you're not from the States, Value City is like a department store that has like, they have like expensive stuff cheap, and you can, if wherever you live, like if you're in England, they may have like Manchester United stuff you can get, or Man City stuff, or wherever you are, you know, like Watford, or you know, they have like, you know, San Francisco 49ers stuff or Chicago Bears stuff, depending where you live. You can get stuff like the Blackhawks or, you know, whatever, college teams and stuff, and usually at a discount. And I'm like, man, I want to see if I can get some money up on these. There's a hole in these. Oh, no, they're all like that. And when she showed me, I'm like, oh, it's not going to, the way they make the fabric and stitch it and stuff, yeah, that hole's not going to get bigger. I'm like, okay. I don't buy that. I still bought them anyway because I thought they were cool. But, oh, but that hole, I didn't like the hole, but. And actually, the hole never got bigger. So whatever they did to make a hole, the fabric never frayed any further. So I need to find out what they did. So if I get a hole in my other jeans, I can make sure it doesn't expand and get bigger and all this stuff. But it's just one of those things that when you look at it, it's this world we live in. You know, everyone thinks that you should be given stuff, and my dad doesn't understand. I mean, heck, if I go to work for my dad, he's going to work me 50 times harder than anyone else, because you know why? Well, they're going to think that since you're my son, I'm going to be easy on you. Well, no, you're going to put me out with all the general laborers and have me do the regular work that everyone else does. You know, you didn't go out. I mean, you'll go out there and do it. He'll do anything, but he didn't work his way up. But he'll tell me that I'd have to work my way up if I worked there. I don't know, I could never work for him. He'd be harder on me. I mean, someone could get away with something and I couldn't, just because, you know, he's my dad. But, you know, he definitely understands that, hey, I wasn't given anything. I had to earn it. So do you. Get off your ASS. I mean, my family's actually having some rocks put in and stones put in their yard and stuff. And when this kid, young kid, that's working the big backhoe and stuff, this big, it's like a bobcat, but only like twice the size. And it is incredible. I've had people where I work, they're 19 years old, that can't wipe their butt with either hand, and it's their first job. And here you're doing that at 19. Yeah. Nice to see someone that wants to work and get their hands dirty. But it's one of those things that when you look at it from a perspective of America's changed. I guess that's why I'm trying to get in this little quick segment here. We've changed. We're not the country I grew up in. You know, we're not, you know, these have Saturday and Sunday cartoons, and you used to watch Wacky Races and eat cereal in front of TV. Now they don't have that crap. Now you have to watch Comedy Central, and they try to, you know, they want you to be an adult super, super, super soon. And they don't want to, I mean, there's things they don't want to teach you and learn. They teach you in these schools what they want to teach you. You learn what they want you to learn. Wow, you're bilingual? What's that? No, that's cursive handwriting. That's English. What? They don't teach it anymore. They don't teach history anymore. I mean, because now you'll have teachers that, okay, Hey, we're not going to talk about the Confederacy, so don't even skip that. No, if they're demolishing buildings, no, we're not going to talk about that stuff. And that's, I don't want to offend anyone talking about the Confederacy. That, you know, okay.
But if you went
and, teacher, I'm offended by this liberal stuff you're trying to jam down my throat. Sit there and take it. Well, then sit there and teach me about the Confederacy then, too. You know, I don't care if kids in school learn about Islam as long as they learn about Christianity, too, and Judaism. If you take a week and you say, okay, this is, we're going to take a week and deeply study Judaism so you understand what a Jew does. We're gonna spend a week studying Christianity and what they believe. We're going to spend a week studying Buddhist and what they believe. And Islam and what they believe. And you're learning about all of them. Not just one. We're going to teach you all about Islam, but how dare you learn about Christianity? That's not, you need to learn about everything. Kids need to know about everything. They need to know the truth about the history. I mean, when I was in school, like I've said, you didn't know what people believed. You didn't. You didn't know if a teacher was Republican or Democrat or a liberal or independent or libertarian. You didn't. They just taught you, this is what happens in this process. This is what goes on in this process. Not today. Not in today's world. I mean, we're getting ready for like an AFC or NFC. See, for me, my Super Bowl is election night. I love that. I'm a political nut. I love this stuff. I mean, more than my mom. Or my mom's kind of political, but my wife, she'll follow it some, but she's not as political as I am. She's not that nut. Like that Kavanaugh hearing is neat to see what the.
It's my blood boil. It disgusted me that. Our system is that much of a circus.
Yeah, I know. I
agree. I'm not saying I thought it was great.
I thought it was a circus. It did disgust me, but I want to see what's going on. I want to see what the hell. I want to, and if you, and when you take someone like Brett Kavanaugh and what he's been put through, okay, you got to remember something, folks, for any liberals out there, Democrats were sitting on this information for 40 bleeping days. And now they're like, well, Brett, we've had about 75 people ask this. I want a yes or no answer. Will you submit to a FBI investigation? You know, the only thing I wondered, why didn't Kavanaugh say, well, wait a minute here. You had this for 40 some days. Why didn't you go ahead and do it? If they would have done the FBI investigation 40 days ago, it could have been done under the table. No one would have known about it. They could have kept it. Hey, due to things that the FBI found out, Kavanaugh did this or didn't do this or whatever. The FBI has learned, and through the House Judiciary Committee and these hearings, we have learned that this accuser, someone has come forth to say that she did stuff, Brett Kavanaugh did stuff to her, found out that it was someone else, not her, and da-da-da, you know, and whatever. You probably wouldn't have heard about it. But because the Democrats went against her wishes, this is public. Oh yeah, I love my dentist and I. We're like, I love my dentist because she's very very Christian and she's very very conservative like I am, and very and she's like, you know, and do a background check on every congressman and senator and see, go back 40 years and see who's standing. I mean, there's nothing to corroborate any of these. No one, they can't corroborate them. We need to have an FBI investigation. And say, oh, so I guess when these eyewitnesses came forward and they gave sworn testimony that is federally sworn in, to where if they're lying, they're under oath.
Now look at the phony dossier.
Yeah.
And she even corrected her own letter, saying what mistake she made, and the letter.
Yeah. And she's actually failed the polygraph test.
Yeah.
It's inconclusive. But here's my point, though, folks. This is a sham on all levels. Oh, well, okay, if my wife was to bring a Bible over here and I was to say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Yes, I do. And you're sworn in under oath. Isn't that actual test? Well, we need to have the FBI. So you're refusing an FBI investigation. Well, what do you think? You're going to do the same thing the FBI is going to do. You already have sworn affidavits and testimony. You already have stuff that's federally under oath that they can go to jail if they're lying. There have been several reports recently of women that have said, guess what, folks? she made up that rape allegation and now she's going to prison. You know, but Lindsey Graham, he hit the nail on the head. You have a donkey with a pin the tail game. You know, he pinned the tail on the donkey with what he said. This is a shamble. It's a freaking circus. And you know who I feel most for? Ford. And I feel for Brett Kavanaugh's family because they've been dragged through the mud. I don't think she, well, she didn't want it brought out.
I did at one point, but she could have bowed out.
Well, no, she didn't want this to become public.
She could have said, you know what, I've been through something. If it was him or if it wasn't him, I honestly can't remember. I'm not testifying.
Well, it's not her fault that it went public. She wanted it under the table.
Months ago, she had an attorney. Months ago,
yeah.
Therefore, I say she planned to come forward. Why would you take a polygraph test? Why would you hire an attorney if you're not going to come forward?
She didn't want to. She didn't want it to be public.
That's her tale. I said I might.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you what she's saying. But then again, you got to understand something. If she would have done it the way she wanted it, it would have been an FBI investigation. You would have never heard about it. But she didn't. But it didn't go the way. See, that's the Democrats that brought, in my opinion, I don't know if you believe this, but I believe the Democrats were the one that brought this to the public. And she didn't want that. That's why I feel sorry that the thing that she wanted under the table wasn't kept under the table.
A bunch of prominent Democrats. I think she was in on this. I think she was paid off.
Well, I know she was paid.
Was a set off. Set up. I don't think not only is she not suffering, I think she's loving the attention.
Oh, I'm sure she is. She's getting millions.
I don't feel nothing for her. I don't care if I'm cold-hearted. I don't feel nothing for her.
Oh, I feel something for her. Not a lot, but I don't. Because I think she was, not by Brett Kavanaugh. I think she was assaulted, and that's what a lot of people say, that they believe she was assaulted, just he didn't do it. And what I believe she's someone that was assaulted, and she sees him as an escape goat, because guess what? This guy that's living with his parents, still working at Walmart that didn't make it, guess what? He assaulted me, but I'm not going to get money out of him. And if I say it was Brett Kavanaugh, I'm going to be flown to D.C. I'm going to have all this stuff. She supposedly had death threats, which so was Kavanaugh. So whoop-de-doo, you know? But see, me and my producer can sometimes disagree. We you know, we're not, no one, no one's, per, no, no one has the same agreement on anything. But I do think that that's my honest opinion on it, and I'm going to stick with that. That I think that something happened to her, and she's like, "Well, he's the cash cow." Because so you don't even buy the fact. Oh, I believe she was. It just wasn't him that did it. The other people, I don't believe, because none of the other people, because the one person, there are four people willing to come forward to say, oh, she wasn't even at the party. She wasn't even there. So, you know, the other eyewitnesses have no evidence at all. I mean, not that Ford does, but, I mean, she's the one, if anyone, I could see, if she was abused in the past, it wasn't Kavanaugh.
I will say that. If she was abused, then you want to do it. If she was abused, and if she, I don't have to express it because I don't even believe she was abused, she would have made
attempts to tell somebody a long time ago.
Well, that, and if she was as traumatized by it as people said she is, and oh, she, I believe you're abused because of blah, blah, blah. She would have. Okay, honey. I don't say you raped me when this guy raped me. If I was violently raped or assaulted, I'm going to say that's the son of a bitch who did it. Especially public. That, it, not only did she do victims a disservice by lying, she did women a disservice by lying. If she was a true victim, she should have more respect for herself than that.
Okay, Melissa, here we go. If you go after this person, you're not going to get a dime. If you go on TV, okay, I'm going to give you $10 million. Most people would be like, well, shit. $10 million, sold.
I would have had a better story.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, I know. But that's the Democrats writing this story, though, too. I mean, you got to understand, they can't tell the truth there. But, I mean, as someone that's been abused, some people don't say anything. So, I don't know. If she was abused, which I could see it, but I don't know. I think it's about money. But I think more, if anything, it's about, okay, hey, you, we'll cash you in, you get this. Because all these people are anti-Trump. They're anti-conservative. I mean, I could believe her story if she was a huge Trump supporter. No, I was hoping he would get a great conservative judge, and when they said that name, whoops. It just, to me, it's all too coincidental. I mean, I think she's, whether she was abused or not, I think it's all about money. They're paying her, you know. I mean, but the whole thing that, well, you don't want an FBI probe. Well, actually, it is the Judiciary Committee's job to order. They can say, hey, we're going to do an FBI investigation. It's been closed. And as soon as it got closed, then they wanted to reopen it. Well, you had the ability to start one in the beginning and say, hey, let's do a complete. And then they claimed all these hearings that were behind closed doors. None of the Democrats, well, there are Democrats in them, and some of them didn't even ask a damn question. It's kind of like having enough DNA evidence to test it one time, and you ask prosecution, you want to sit in on the DNA evidence? Nope, they don't want to. And then when the DNA evidence doesn't go in their favor, then they claim that, oh, it wasn't done right, it wasn't done right, this was wrong, that was wrong. And then, hey, you had an opportunity to help choose who did the DNA testing and be there to ensure its authenticity, and it's, but you didn't do it. So, you know, they had the opportunity to do a bunch of stuff Democrats did, and they didn't. This is, to me, a mitigated disaster for them, because most people aren't buying it. I mean, there is a hand-picked select group of people marching down the street. We believe Ford. We believe Ford. We believe Ford. Well, I don't believe you. I mean, you got to understand something, folks. The party that all of a sudden magically got all these people to come up and say that this exemplary man did bad things to her is the same party that was bashing windows and damaging cars and destroying property when Trump had his inauguration. It's the same group of people that was caught paying people to try to antagonize Trump voters to make them look bad. Same party. You know, if they're willing to do all this stuff and get 55 women to come out and say that they were abused by Kavanaugh just to try to get the Senate seat, imagine what they'll do to try to control your freedom and your liberties and everything else. Because they want to get someone in that Supreme Court that believes that, well, the Second Amendment really doesn't guarantee you the right to bear arms. Just like the First Amendment doesn't really mean you have the freedom of speech. Now, you can say what you want under our guidelines. As long as you are okay with what we want you to say, you can say whatever you want. As long as you agree with us, you can say whatever you want, okay? Yeah, the Second Amendment, you can't really bear arms. I mean, yeah, I know it says that, but you can't really carry it. And I remember some guy goes, well, that was written back in the day when they had muskets. Okay, well, get me a musket. I don't care. They protected themselves back in the day with one. I'll use that today. It's just one of those things. It's just, it was neat to watch that hearing today, but at the same time, what I saw of it was just a media search. It was just, it's just sad how far our government's gone in the toilet. And that's why people voted for Trump, because they see our government going into the toilet and becoming a embarrassment. And they're like, hey. But there's all these people like, well, if you voted for Trump because he's not a politician, I hope when you have a colonoscopy, you have someone, you pick someone that's not a doctor. And I said, no, that's totally different. That you're comparing apples to oranges. He says, no, we're not. Okay, well, I picked Trump because anyone can be in politics. He wanted someone who was not bad, that was not corrupt. I mean, there's a reason why we have term limits on presidents. Why don't we have it on Congress and senators? That's the problem. They don't want it. That's why half of the laws that the Congress and Senate pass, if not more, probably about 60, last time I looked, it was 69% of the laws they pass, they don't even have to abide by them. They don't. Obamacare, you don't have to abide by it. Oh, I can't. See, you vote these Republicans in, they're going to get rid of this great health care. We worked so hard to get Obamacare in here, and they're going to take it away from you. Remember that. You're going to lose your health care. What health care? Nancy Pelosi isn't going to use it. She's giving exemptions to all her buddies so that they don't have to use it. Barack Obama doesn't have to use it. It's so wonderful. That's the problem. There's one party in Washington, D.C. It's called the Establishment Party. It's the government versus us. When they win, you lose. Look at Amtrak. They budget every year for a loss, and then they get money from the government. It's not like they try to make money. It's not like they sit there and price everything out so that they can make money. No, they forecast for a loss. And guess what they do? They get money from the government to help them out. I wish I could do that. Okay, honey, we need to make sure that we don't make enough money so we can't pay our bill. Well, we already can't do that, but what the hell? You know, I mean, the dollar is worthless. Where's our government help? Oh, I don't want it. I want to work. There's like several people I work, including myself, including my wife, that could actually be on disability. But we want to actually try to earn a living and say, look, see this? I made it. I built it. I paid for it. We got an establishment party, and that's what people need to realize. And that's what that's at the end of the day. I think that's what I get across to people. I'm like, and hopefully they get it. Some do, some don't. Got about 24 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. And this is going to be, this is interesting. I don't know if you make, I about threw up when I heard this. But in a good way, though, kind of. If Hillary Clinton was to make a third presidential run, at least one Democratic pollster might advise against it, because this Democratic pollster has basically come out and said that don't even try it. You wouldn't even have a chance. You already blew it. You had the opportunity when you took Bernie Sanders and stole the nomination from him. You had the ability to pick him as a vice president and dominate and more than likely win the presidency. And you didn't do it. And the American people saw through it. I think a lot of true older Americans, I mean, not a lot, but there's a fair amount, I'd say about 30% that, like, what I always try to get, like, what do you believe as a Democrat? Because you see all these celebrities that are Democrats that have these shirts that have Tommy Cesar Chavez on them, and they have Fidel Castro on them, and they support all these brutal, evil dictators that killed and martyred millions of their people. That's not someone I want to emulate. Show me a Trump supporter, a true Trump supporter that has a Adolf Hitler shirt. We don't. See, we're not the party that's busting windows and damaging GOP buildings and antagonizing our opponents. In a way, I wish Kavanaugh was more subdued at the thing, you know, more like, yep, okay, that, no, I didn't do it. But in a way, I liked how he, like, let me ask you a question. Because the left was really nice to Ford when she was, they gave her courtesy, but they didn't give Brett Kavanaugh courtesy. And you would have to watch a lot of that judicial hearing to get it, because all the Republicans do, the Republicans are great. Democrats just kept asking the same questions over and over and over again. And he goes, you're going to have to refer to this because you're taking stuff out of context. You're asking something that someone said that I don't really, he's not, he, read this. You know, you're taking stuff out of context. You know, it's a circus. And Republicans need to come together and realize, okay, what do we stand for? What do Democrats stand for? That's what you got to ask yourself. What do you stand? What do you stand for if you're a libertarian? What do you think if you're an independent? What are you if you're a conservative or a liberal or a... Because like I told someone at work today, I said, show me a poor politician. Well, you're right. I said, show me one. We got one party, the establishment party. They win, you lose. There's a reason why other countries here and the government does your taxes. And if they're going to give you money, they give you money. If not, they don't. We don't trust our government. That's why we can go to 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 million different places to have someone do our taxes. And if we don't, hey, I'm Mr. Taxman, and if you think you got ripped off and you should be getting more taxes back than you got, come see Mr. Taxman, and I'll triple check to ensure that you get more taxes than you have the ability in this country to have different people do your taxes. Not other countries, the government does it for you. Other countries, oh, the government's the greatest thing. Trust us. Don't worry. And then when they can't afford to have you retire at 50 because the government's out of money, then they move it to 55, and then people start rioting. It's sad that this, that we even needed this hearing today. And then you have all the, and here we go, the typical left that doesn't, there's no proof, no nothing, but they're just going to scream and carry on. I mean, there was a time in this country when you were innocent until proven guilty. Not guilty by the liberal media until forever. I mean, I just think it's kind of great that Clinton leaks all this information that's coming out about the Clintons, and that if she tried to run a third time, this makes the cockles of my heart that she wouldn't have a chance. And this is coming from Democrats, not conservatives. But that, oh, I'm gonna get into this. It's really cool. This is off. I'm gonna get this. This is off of Portugal. This is an amazing shipwreck. It's from the 16th and 17th centuries, they believe, because of some of the porcelain they found on the shipwreck, and it's gonna be interesting to see when they. I wonder if it's gonna be. If who's going to get the antiquities, if it's going to be something that's going to be donated to like a Portuguese museum in Portugal or what. But they believe due to, and I, where was this? It's, what was this? They found 16th in China's Wanli Empire in the late 16th and 17th centuries, they found porcelain dating back that far, and that's where they feel that where the shipwreck comes from, and a lot of the porcelain and stuff dates back that far. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's near the Tagus River. It is 164 feet, well, 328 feet by 164 feet, and which is 39 feet below the water surface. So it's going to be interesting to see what they find. Because they believe it was like a ship that was kind of, you know, with Portugal and India and stuff going back and forth. And so it's going to be interesting to see what they find on this. And we'll have to wait and see. On that one. I think it's going to be very interesting, you know. But it's one of those things that it always fascinates me when they find stuff. Just like that lady, when I heard that, when I saw that story about that 93-year-old woman from North Carolina, it just intrigued me. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. But that's kind of how it is, you know. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. And, you know, it's crazy that this one little thing with Brett Kavanaugh took up so much of the media and so much of this day and so much. It's just crazy. It is. I mean, we need to get our freedoms back. We need to get our freedoms back and our liberty back, and that's what I wanted this kind of show to be about, you know. Like so many people, how much freedom are you willing to give up for, you know, like how much, like I want for a sequel, I want to have 100% freedom. How much liberty are you willing to give up for freedom? I'm like, none. I want to be able to defend myself. I want to be able to protect myself. I mean, you have these, and now we have this massive, 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 massive crackdown on, okay, folks. Yeah, I know you broke every bone in your body, but when you get home, just take some Tylenol and see how you do. Because we can't give you a Lortab. We can't give you any pain meds. We can't give you anything. Sorry. You're a drug, you're a drug. You can't use, sorry, so folks. And well, first we want to, okay, if you, since you broke every bone in your body, try children's aspirin. You can either get the chewables or the little cup, get the children's version, or the low dose aspirin, you know, and then break that in half. And if that's not enough, then maybe take the whole pill. Because God forbid, you might actually need a pain med. Yeah, and we only give you a script for one day, and you have to come back to the doctor's office to refill the script, and then get another pill for the next day. I'm just waiting for them to make, like, Tylenol where you have to have a prescription. I know when I went, and I'm speaking from experience, because I belong to a pain management clinic. And I had a negative result my first piss test. I'm like, great. No, you need to, that means you're not taking your meds. I'm like, yeah, I am. And they had to call the drug testing clinic, and they said, yes, X, Y, and Z. Yeah, you could have had a result like that. Yeah, it's very feasible. Okay. Could have had a result like that. Okay. Good to know. And they had to have documentation in writing from the person that did the drug test to this person. There were like four people and the company and all this stuff, and it had to be in writing, signed affidavit saying, yes, you could have had this for the amount of, or else I would have been kicked off of the pain clinic because my piss test showed that I had no pain meds in me. So now I know if I ever going to be in a pain clinic again, I'm going to take it. I'm gonna, whatever my dosage is, like one pill twice a day or whatever, I'm going to take that one pill right before the appointment. That way it's in my system. I'm going to make sure it's in my system when I get there. And I say, yeah, well, I normally don't want to take my medication right before my appointment so you can see how I'm doing when I'm not on my meds. But since I'm potentially going to be drug tested every time I come, I'm making sure I take it so I know it's in my system. So you can't claim I'm not taking it. But then they'd probably find some way. Well, my next thing I'm waiting for is, oh, well, now we do random tests where at any time we can come. But it's ridiculous. It's the world we live in. You know, you're just trying to get tramadol, and that's like it's ridiculous. It's because the legitimate patient, I've talked to two people that have contemplated suicide because they can't get their pain meds, and they're like beyond. And the problem we're having is they're doing the cannabis. You know, you have like hemp and you have cannabis. You have the stuff that has virtually no THC, and they married it with the real cannabis that has THC or even CBD. You know, and they banned it all. When one's, you know, it's all benign, it's all great for you, but that's what they're doing. Like, they make it hard for someone like me to get Loratab because they're trying to. There was one time where they were going to try to ban Loratabs, where my payment. What would we do if I couldn't get Loratab, if they banned it? She goes, we don't know what you'd do if they banned it, because you'd be going up to something that'd be way, 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 way stronger than that. And where do you go and what do you do? And, you know, I don't want to feel like a criminal, and I'm just like, you know, they have to have something they can do for you. There has to be something they can do for you. That's okay, if you go to the airport, they have a frequent flyer thing. You go through all these background checks to prove. There should be something like that to say, hey, you've gone through all these background checks. Yes, you're a legitimate person. You need this for a legitimate reason. We're gonna maintain to make sure you're taking them like you should be, but we're not going to be overly obsessive with you. I don't know. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And Oh, well, welcome to the Premier League portion of the program, folks. I need to see if it's on YouTube. I'm going to find that the BR football. I'm going to see if they have that football cartoon that they did where all the football players are living in the White House. Because that first one was hilarious. I guess I'm supposed to keep going, but working 7 days a week where I work and doing this. Don't have much time for anything. Wow. But we're playing West Ham United this weekend, and it's crazy. I mean, as you know, the big talk of the town is the fact that we lost to Derby County. I mean, and, you know, the whole, our government is getting to be like Manchester United, a damn circus. Call it what you want. Pogba called it what calls what he sees. What does he see? I'll tell you what he sees. Hey, just so you fans know, I want to play an attacking style of football. That's not Jose Mourinho. This is how he wants to set us up. And guess what? We're not doing that. We're not doing that. But that's okay. No, it's not okay. He wants to play an attacking style of football. He needs to be playing an attacking style of football. We're seventh. He got beat by a pub team. Not even a pub team. They're a champion team. They're horrible. They dominated us. We can't play 90 minutes of consistent football. We either park the bus in the beginning or park the bus at the end. We can't play 90 minutes of consistency. The only consistency we have, my wife pinned the tail on the donkey. We're consistently inconsistent, and that's where we're at. And Paul Pogba is supposedly being dropped and all this stuff, and he's not going to play. And it's like, well, darn. Yeah, should he have said what he has said? Should he have not? Should he have shut his mouth? He's saying what everyone is. Now we know that, hey, this is the style of football they want to play, but the manager isn't into that style. I mean, you just wonder what would happen if that player would have went off about Arsene Wenger at Arsenal. You know? I don't know. I mean, something's got to change. I don't see a leader at Manchester United, whether it's coming from a player or it's coming from a manager. Unless it's Pogba trying to say, hey, I want to step up and I want to play this type of football, but he won't let us. And I'm telling you straight up what time it is so that you know, hey, this is what I want, but we're not playing that way. You know, it's like having a birthday party as a kid and you wanted to have all this stuff and your parents got a quarter of what you wanted. You know, well, I wanted all. Well, I thought you wanted all this, yeah, but we didn't get it all. You know, I want to play like this, but we're not allowed to. That's not what Mourinho wants, and that's kind of how I feel. Maybe he is trying to step up in a way, saying, "Hey, I'm. If we're not going to play the attacking style of football that the fans want and I want to play, then I'll find someone that will." So that's kind of where we're at, you know. We're like a, and I don't feel like the board or anything is doing anything. Like, I mean, okay, do you honestly think that come January, are we gonna get any good signings? Are we gonna get rid of anyone? Are we gonna change the way we play? I mean, we have to win about 4 or 5 games in a row, in my opinion, for us to have to where I can say we're over the hump. And I think we're wanting to, because I think when Jose Mourinho talks about all these accolades that he has to his name that have nothing to do with United, because he hasn't won much at United, I feel it's like, well, yeah, well, this is how he won that title. This is how he won. Well, the way you played and the way you set up your teams, it's not necessarily the way you set up the teams now. what worked then doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work now. And I don't see, I wonder what it would take for the board to say, okay, bye-bye.
I mean,
it took David Moyes all of a year to destroy what Alex Ferguson worked so hard to build up. I mean, it's bad when you sit there and say, okay, guess who tied up the game? Guess who? Fellaini, we finally got a good cross in the box. 6 years and we finally got a really decent cross in the box. Hallelujah. Mourinho's gotten some great players. I think he has. But the problem is the style of football he wants to play is the style he's used to that I don't think is conducive to winning a title in this time and age in the Premier League or the Bundesliga or the La Liga. I don't think if he might be able to pull off maybe at PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, you know, in the French pub league, but I don't think the style of football that won him a title at Real Madrid, I don't think his style of football would get him very far in the Bundesliga or the La Liga now. I mean, maybe, but I don't know, man. There's got to be some sort of leader stepping up from United as a whole. And I just don't see it. But, got about 90 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. And I hope you feel a part of it, folks. And I really hope you do. And I hope you wake up. And I hope today woke you up and you realize the circus is going on. I mean, you're always going to have people that say, well, wait a minute here. You know, he's 100% guilty or he's 100% innocent. You're going to have half the people say 40% of the people say he's innocent, 40% of the people say he's guilty, and 20% of the people, like me and my wife, that say, look at the freaking circus that was going on there. It is. You know, this government's gotten so out of control. I mean, they used to have posts a long time ago, I want to run for political office just to see what kind of dirt they can dig up on me. Yeah, so I can remember my 20s. Well, if you were on tour in the 20s, you'd always remember that one. But, wow. Yep. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything that our founders worked so hard to get. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.